No, it's more.
Hello, good evening. My name is Robert from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you over 18 years of age?
Yes.
What are the biggest issues facing the state of Minnesota today? Economy, jobs, inflation, tax, government spending, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, environment, crime and drugs, or other?
Government spending.
Thank you. What is the most important or pressing global environment issue? Fossil fuels? Carbon emissions, need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate control, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation.
Wetlands.
I appreciate that. What is the most important or pressing environment issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate control, recycling, forest management, protect the wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space.
Recycling.
I appreciate that. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance on the following Minnesota industries? Forest products, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Electric utilities, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Mining, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Refining, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Agriculture and farming. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Let's move to the next one. How would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in a mining, forest, and natural resources in Minnesota? Forest and timber industry. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Services. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Country land departments. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next question. How important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is in Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all significant?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their places? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Same.
Thank you. Do you think there is more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
Same.
Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say positive, No impact or negative?
No impact.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
I appreciate it. Do you feel it is acceptable to have harvest trees for commercial issue or federal, state, or country lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests to be used as biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use a whole tree to harvest it from Minnesota forests for the use of biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or the news on the news about Minnesota forest product industry?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money for environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, trucks, truckers, saw and paper mill dust, mills, and that make and manufacture good products, which generates a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 employees. Much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provided needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of Minnesota state economy, a significant component of Minnesota state economy, a minor component of Minnesota state economy, or is fading a component of Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding training and qualified logging equipment operators and commercial licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment. It is a forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hours certificating training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in the forest product mill. Wisconsin investment increased public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase of both the number and diversity on the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making the similar investment in the support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. I am going to list several components of the program and
Buddy, how long is this
going to
take?
I'm almost done, sir. I'm almost done. Sorry for that.
You better hurry up.
Tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for this part of the program, creating new training programs directed to meet the needs of produce mills. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Increase the numbers of diversity on the workers with the outreach of the people do not traditionally employ the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, education issues. Oppose or support?
Oppose.
Get in the school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest workers' jobs provide. Oppose?
Oppose.
Or support?
Oppose.
Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school or less, technical or grade school, some college graduate, and college graduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm or rural?
Small town.
Thank you. Is your annual household income more than 25,000? 25,000 to 49,000, 50,000 to 74,000, 75,000 to 99,000, or over 100,000?
Over 100,000.
Thank you. Do you consider your political reviews liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or rental sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Blue-collar.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or female or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Thank you for this conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
Forest land is currently being set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for baking wood and paper products?